Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you've been listening to our podcast and are enjoying it, would you be so kind as to do me a big favor? Will you please hit subscribe and leave a review? It would help us out a lot, and I would really, really appreciate it. All right, so today's episode, we are talking about living a simple and productive life and how we can do that. And I think we tend to think about being productive when it comes to our work, right? So are we getting enough done to make our bosses happy with our results? Or if you're a business owner, are you being productive enough to get the sales you need? But being productive can mean so much more than work productivity. So today we're going to be talking about being productive with your life, not just work, but your life. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions of having a productive life is when we say getting the most out of life. And it's not about doing more. It's about doing what's important to us. So once again, that old saying about getting the most out of life, and it's not about doing more. It's about doing what's most important to us. That's why it's essential to start with a vision for your life. What do you want your life to look like? So let's talk about creating a vision for your life. And to do so, I would like to do a quick exercise. I'd like you just to take out a piece of paper or create a document and write down these headings. And they could change. But for now, we're going to just write these ones down. Financial. Health, which is both physical and mental health, career, home, spiritual, personal development, relationships with friends or family or both. And I'll just repeat them once again. Financial, health, career, home, spiritual, personal development, and relationships with family or friends. Okay, so these are just a few examples. And like, for example, if you're retired, then you won't need to write down career because you're not going to be working on your career at all. So that's just an example. And if you come across things that I have not mentioned that's important with your life, then please write those down as well. So you're going to just basically writing down those important areas of your life. Next, what I want you to do to ask yourself a few of these questions. Where are you in these areas? Where do you want to be? Are you happy with where you are and what you've achieved? Are you where you want to be? Like, for example, what roles are important to you? So maybe you're a mentor and that's really important to you, or a father, a wife, a partner. Maybe you're an artist. So there's different things for different people. But basically, if you are an artist, for example, are you at the artistic level that you want to be at? If you're a mom, are you where you want to be with your parenting skills? So I want you to think about what your values are, and I want you to rate those categories from 1 to 10. So the categories being, you know, financial, career, health, those are the categories. And I want you to rate 1 to 10 being where you are on that scale of where you want to be in those categories. So once again, I'll just go through it again really quickly. You're going to write down all the areas in your life that is important to you. Example, financial, personal development, health, career, whatever. You're going to rate yourself 1 to 10 on each category where you are in your journey through those categories. And then I want you to create goals around that vision. So now that you've given some thought of what you want, it's time to create goals around that vision. So focus on that vision and the tasks that you need to achieve those goals. And I don't want this to be really complicated. I really don't. This is supposed to be simple. This is a little exercise. It's not supposed to be complicated. So don't stress about it. This is not supposed to be difficult. So just write down a few things that are important to you and ask yourself where you are and where you want to be. And if you're not where you want to be, what can you do to get there? So I'm going to use financial for an example. Do you wish, if, for example, you had more savings? So maybe that's what you're writing down. Maybe you gave yourself a five out of 10 because you don't have the savings that you want. So then I'd like what you to do is to think about how you can make that closer to a 10. What can you do? Can you cut back on your spending? If you think you can, then write down a few things that you can cut back on. Maybe you go through drive-through too often. You can cut back on that. I don't know, but whatever it could be, just write it down. And that will help you towards the goal of making your finances closer to a 10. Or maybe you might be thinking that I need to pick up extra work because I'm not working very much right now. I need another job. So that's something that you can write down. Or maybe you need to speak to a financial advisor about your investments and see if there's a way that you can gain more profit. So these are just examples on how you can gain more finances. And hey, maybe you have the opposite problem and you need to figure out how to spend your money. If so, that would not be a bad problem to have at all. That would be pretty sweet. So write down how you want to be able to make those goals a reality. So another example can be personal development. So perhaps you gave yourself a 5 out of 10 in that category. What can you do to get your number closer to 10? Are there courses you can take that you have always wanted to but never did? Or is there a hobby that you'd love to start but you haven't started yet and you've thought about it a lot but you just haven't started it? Well, that can help you get closer to a 10 because that's going to be more of your personal development. So for myself, I wrote down that I wanted to be able to reach more people when it came to transforming their homes and lives. So as you may know, I have a home organizing business. It's a home organizing business called Second Set of Hands. And we go into our clients' homes and help them declutter, help them organize their space. And we also create systems so they can maintain organization, which is wonderful. And we love what we do. However, we are limited to who we can service because it's a service-based company. So we can only service those in our community. But I wanted to reach more people. So I created this podcast, Organize for Success. And now we have people downloading these episodes from all over the world. And that actually blows my mind. Like, technology today is amazing. And that just blows my mind that there's people listening from different areas of the world, because I was so used to just working with people in my community. And also, I created the Calm the Clutter course, which means that anyone can take my course and learn our step-by-step organizing process that we use with our own clients. And that was another way that I was able to reach out to other people than those who live in my community. And oh yeah, I also created the free Facebook group called Organize for Success, which also has members from various places in the world. And I love connecting with people from all over. So that is just an example of how I was able to grow my audience. It was just a goal that I had that I wanted to, and that's how I was able to make it happen. So think about your goals. And as mentioned, they don't have to be all about work. It can be life goals, right? It could be any kind of goals. So you're going to think about those and you're going to write them down and you're going to figure out how you're going to get those goals. And then you're going to schedule those tasks required to reach your goals. So I don't want you just to write them down. I actually want you to do them. So the best way to do it is to write them down or schedule them. Sorry, not just write them down, but schedule them and action them. So this is really important because goals without action rarely get met. Once again, goals without action rarely get met. So what is that saying? Goals without actions are just dreams. I think that's what it is, right? Goals without actions are just dreams. So, you know what? No dreaming going on over here. Like, no dreaming going on. We want you to take action. So write down an action plan on what you're going to do to see your life vision come to reality. And then you're going to keep track of them, right? You're going to track your life vision goals. You can look at them monthly. You can check off the tasks that you've completed. And you're going to celebrate your wins. So this is just an idea for you to keep track of them and cross them off as you do them. So what else can you do to have a productive life besides writing down your life goals and being productive in that way? Well, you're not going to be surprised when I say this one. You can clean out the clutter in your home and life, right? No big surprise for me to say that, cleaning out your clutter from your home and life. You know that I think that clearing clutter is extremely important to have a productive life. It's key to being productive is being organized. So not just your life goals that we talked about, you can also clear out your clutter, right? And I always say that being organized is like having a breath of fresh air, and it is so true. Clearing clutter can also include clearing out your toxic relationships as well, right? Because if there's someone in your life that is toxic, then you may want to spend less time with those people who don't bring you joy and spend more time with those who do. So clear that clutter, whether it's a toxic relationship or it's your mental clutter or it's your physical clutter, you're going to want to try to clear that clutter because you will be more productive. Another tip is to stop multitasking. We are less productive when we multitask. We also make more errors. And by the way, if you want more information on multitasking and organization, just hop on over to episode number 18, which is called Multitasking is a Myth. And here's why. And there's lots of good information on that episode. And once again, it's episode 18, and it's called Multitasking is a Myth. And here's why. So if you can, avoid multitasking. And what about working less? So if you're not in a financial crisis, then consider working less. There will be times when we're required to work more. And I understand that. Believe me, I do. I work more than I should. But it has been proven that if we're continuously working long hours, this can cause us to make more mistakes and burn out and be forgetful. So consider working smarter, not harder. So once again, if you can, if you're not in a financial crisis, then consider working less if you can. If you have a job that doesn't allow you to, then unfortunately, that's too bad. But seriously, think about working less. I'm telling myself that too as I'm speaking, because I'm a worker. And last, make sure you are having enough fun, because having fun brings clarity. It also allows us to refocus and rejuvenates us. All the things that allow us to become more productive in all areas of our life when we're having more fun, it really does help. And something that I am working really hard at, I have to say, having fun is one area that I want to improve in my life. There was a time in my life when I was having way too much fun. Maybe you can relate to that. Definitely was having too much fun. But you know what? You need to have that balance. You have to have the balance of work and play. And even though I was having a ton of fun back in my younger years, I was also working a lot. So I guess some people would say I'm a workaholic, and they may not be wrong. I think it's time for me actually to write down my life goals again and see how I can make changes so I can have even a more productive and simpler life. Maybe we could do this together. Yes, let's do it together, because I could use some help in that area as well. And it's basically because I work too much. I work long hours for sure. By the way, I just wanted to quickly mention that there won't be a podcast episode next week because I am just working too much. So this is a real reason why I do have to cut back. And so next week's episode will be delayed by a week. So I have 2 weeks of client work that is just over the top. I'm coming up with like my busiest 2 weeks of the year. It is crazy busy. I can't believe how much we have on our plate. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun, but we are working crazy hours. And because of that, unfortunately, I just won't have time to do the next week's episode, but I promise I'll be back the following week. And it's going to be episode number 50. I can't believe it. So the next one is episode 50, which is amazing. So once again, I will be back, but in 2 weeks. So please subscribe if you don't want to take a chance of missing any other episodes. And I want to thank you a bunch for tuning in. So see you next week. No, sorry. See you next time. Not next week. See you next time. Bye.